Zeldin hits back at Jasmine Crockett as she digs in on Epstein lie. By Paul Bois on November 20, 2025. Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, has dug in on her lie that EPA head Lee Zeldin received money from one Jeffrey Epstein, a doctor in New York, not the convicted billionaire sex offender who killed himself. As Breitbart News reported on Tuesday, Crockett claimed Zeldin received money from Jeffrey Epstein while debating a resolution to censure Virgin Islands delegate Stacey Plaskett, D, for her past relationship with Epstein. According to latest Federal Elections Commission, FEC, reports, Zeldin did in fact receive a campaign donation from Jeffrey Epstein, just not the Epstein Crockett was referring to. On Wednesday, Crockett appeared on CNN's The Source where she dug in on her insidious claim, saying that she never meant to directly associate Zeldin with the notorious Epstein. "I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there," she said. "And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the feck. So, my team, what they did is they Googled, and that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies, because it was not the same one, that's fine," she added. Zeldin hit back on X shortly after the interview to note he received the donation from Epstein in New York well after the sex offender Epstein committed suicide while awaiting trial in his jail cell. "When you find yourself in a hole, it's best to stop digging." The public feck report Crockett referenced on the House floor very clearly states that the Jeffrey Epstein who donated to my past campaign was a physician, and the donation date was well after the other Jeffrey Epstein was already dead, he said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.